You're listening to By Accident, Choice, or Grace. I'm Sebastian White, founder of the Evolve Network. This is a space for thoughtful conversation, quiet disruption, and the kind of reflection that transforms. Together, we'll explore how the invisible shapes us, how we learn, grow, and heal, sometimes by accident, sometimes by choice, and sometimes by grace. Hi, everybody. My name is Sebastian White. I am the founder and executive director of a nonprofit called the Evolve Network. I'm excited to bring to you our podcast, By Accident, Choice, or Grace. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Very great to be here.
I'm excited to welcome Dr. Todd DeBose. He is a mentor, a former professor, and truthfully, most importantly, a friend. I'm so excited to have him here to talk through the Evolve Network Way, which he has co-authored with me. And we're excited to make public. The purpose of this is really getting to the foundation of what the Evolve Network is, philosophically, conceptually, and more importantly, how we are choosing to care and be with the students that we work with. So you provided a language for me in grad school in terms of the existential phenomenological perspective in terms of care and how we think through being with people from a therapeutic standpoint. And I think, honestly, we should spread that across how we just are with people. Can you talk to me and give me just some feedback about your thoughts about this philosophy, how you live it, and how you think it functions?
Sure. I think one thing we all share is we're in existence together, and we face limits, we face possibilities together. And I think what is important for us is just to be able to listen to what matters most to people. I think there's a tendency when we start thinking about theory and academics to get too distant from a person's real immediate struggles. And so this goes in the other direction of being able to listen to what matters, but that's going to be intangible for many people looking for tangibles. And if you focus on that, I honestly believe that we're missing that these days. I think that we're not listening to each other. And so this approach really tries to listen directly.
That makes so much sense to me. Can you talk more about like the intangibles? I feel like that's a very complex topic for folks to kind of soak in and what we mean by intangibles.
Yeah, I think our direction of wanting to know what is real and what is true in Western societies has tended to be reduced to what we can grab hold of or see or count. But at the same time, there are other things we can't count or hold on to or see, like a grandmother's love when making biscuits.
Yes. 100%.
We can look at the flour, we can get into the flour, we can sort of form the dough, but there's another ingredient in that, and that's the love that you can't count. That's like, you know, our empathic care for a lot of the kids that we try to care for. You know, empathy is not two head nods and three uh-huhs. It's a presence, and you're not going to be able to count that.
So people are going to ask, you know, where does food come into place? Where does the farm-to-table aspect come into place? From your experiences, can you talk to me a little bit more about how we're, like, engaging these food-based analogies, but also, like, lived experiences through the food itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that I grew up in the South where food was everything. It bonded families, it bonded friends, it bonded communities, and I find that when we're working with kids who may have had a piece of toast and a half a bowl of oatmeal for every couple of days, there's something not just physically missing, there's something intangibly missing.
100%.
And I think what's off is a sense of nurturance. And so when we think about something concrete, this nurturing, I go back to food. And I think in once again, not just in the food as such, but what it symbolizes, what it does to bring us together. Like I've seen you do countless of times, of being able to take several ingredients and be creatively as a team of kids come up with several different ways of cooking that. And we're looking at the meal itself, we're looking at the dirt in which it grew, the harvesting of it, the serving of it.
We just did an activity. I gave them 8 random ingredients. They built out a recipe in teams, and we created It's so fascinating how I hand out each ingredient to let them taste on its own, and they're running to the trash can, like, can't believe I tasted this. This is disgusting. This is not going to work. They cleaned their plates when they made a concept that they created.
It's often the case to where there is an what they're looking into is something they don't know yet. And
Yes. Yes.
that's the piece. What kind of ingredient is that, or what's that going to taste like when it's done, or stepping into the unknowing
There it
with
is.
hopefully some wonderful nurturing surprises on the other end rather than perpetual disappointment. Always, I think the Evolve Network way is also catching the inconspicuous.
Yes.
You know, and that whole piece of they're not knowing something therapeutic's happening because we're not saying now you're in therapy. It's exactly the opposite. And hopefully it's the bonding that offers another way in the world to be and to have hope.
Oftentimes, when we categorize the world in particular ways, like an ingredient, we say we don't want to use it because we didn't like it, not understanding the other ways and value that it holds. And so I think there are all these hidden lessons from that type of an experience when we talk about the inconspicuous.
That idea of you know, your one experience in life that can be horrible and it is bitter, and we run to the trash can to get rid of it.
Yes.
At the same time, there's something about something redemptive that can happen
There it is.
if we can take that ingredient, find other things with it, work together, and maybe there's something in that that can offer something that they gobble up.
I had that same analogy in my head when I was thinking through what happened is we have these maybe one-off or multiple experiences of something negative. How can we use that to in a narrative into our story?
And how to handle. Sometimes we burn what we are cooking, so we start over,
Yes.
you know, and we'll get through it. And all of this is going on while they're cooking and eating and being nurtured and nurturing each other. And that's the hope, I think, you know, of what we're trying to do.
100%. I think that gets highlighted beautifully through the process is a lot of kids come with presumptions and assumptions and biases, like we all do, to what their expectation of something is going to be and how you pull the rug out from under them when they experience the beauty of what something they. I think that should be the therapeutic moment when
Yeah,
you're
sure.
free, you have to choose and make a decision because what you thought your experience wasn't going to be wasn't. And so what does that mean?
It's not a training model. It's not an indoctrination model. It's not imposing on the kid something. It's not doing that. It's a kind of the other direction. It's more of a clearing. And so it's more open. It's an opening. And to do that, though, we have to provide that clearing, which means checking our biases and sort of allowing something to show itself to surprise us in a way that is, we come out at the other end of it asking, say, where did that come from?
How would you think it's best to communicate what the Evolve Network way is for educators and people that are working with kids to offer an alternative perspective about how we are with, how we care, how we show up within these spaces, understanding what we bring to said relationship?
I think today education and care has a tendency to be very much engineering focused, algorithmic, if this, then that. And the problem with that is, once again, that's not wired to see the intangibles. And we're not going to be able to understand that kind of truth, which is an unfolding, unless we clear space for that to show itself.
And how do you see the Evolved Network way and our modules? How do those dialogues that come in through the process with our teachers, educators, coaches, so forth and so on, how do we help them negotiate those types of things that they're carrying, their own experiences, what might be expected of them from their school districts?
You know, a lot of the teachers and the way our way of educating is very much testing to outcomes and looking for results in order to maintain funding. So they're sort of they're enculturated to think that way, I think, in education. But when they come to work with us, and we're talking about letting go rather than holding on, it's very difficult. And in doing that, they do have meaningful concerns. If they're trying to engineer a class, I think it's out of concern.
Yes, love it. A critique that I found myself in was I would tell them, well, I'm not trying to make you a therapist. Like, I just want to make that clear. What would you say to something like that?
That somebody says to us?
Yes, or? To us as trying to, like I said, offer a perspective.
I'm just saying what we're trying to do is offer a way of being a human being.
Yes.
I think doing this not only makes you a better teacher or a better carer of another person, it makes you a better human being, a better partner, a better friend, a better sibling. And I think it's a much richer way to live. Really, the heart of it is letting go.
Yeah.
And letting be. And without why, I like to tack that on. That makes people nervous. Yeah. And what I mean by that is the sense of without needing to justify it or explain it or having to meet some kind of expectation. And so when you let go and just let it be what it is, trust its significance and its wisdom, once you start doing that, it'll naturally spill over into how you will do that with others, I think.
Yeah. If you could describe the Evolve Network, a network way, in a couple of sentences, how would you do it?
I think the two things to focus on are where's the intangibles, the things we can't count or reduce to something objective or physical, and where's the inconspicuous, that is what matters to us but may not be right up front. But the way is a clearing, and the way is how to open up such that what matters to whoever, whenever, can have a space to say it and show it. And showing it is saying it. And to let the saying do it in the way it wants to do it, with the idea that this is what's liberating for the folks we work with.
Love it. Well, first, I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. DeBose, for this conversation. It was so enriching. We've had multiple like this. Each one comes with its own beauty and uniqueness. I hope that people heard the depth of the Evolve Network way. It's not just food and farming, but it's what they mean and the intangibles that are hidden within them that you can't see. You can't count. You can't measure it. It's something that you feel. And I think that holds just as much value as the others, maybe more.
It's my pleasure, Sebastian. I am so proud of you and what you've done. And you just look around at these dear souls that you're caring for, and keep it rolling, and I've got you back.
I know you do, and I know it.
Anytime.
I'm honored to know you, honored to have you engaged and involved with this. For people that don't know, the Evolve Network doesn't exist without him, and I mean that from the start. I didn't start writing our concept until after I had a conversation with you. Now, it's after my father and my aunt passed away that started this, so we're here because of you, so thank you.
I am eternally grateful.
If you're interested in the Evolve Network way, please go to our website. We have an inquiry page where you can fill it out and we can get you signed up and scheduled for an opportunity to experience some of our modules and check them out. On the website itself, you can also see a list of what they are and what they offer to get you some basic philosophy about the type of conversation that you'll be having. We hope you guys check it out, and we are ready to get rolling with this. We want to spread the word about what we're trying to accomplish through the Evolve Network way. Thank you.